Once Upon a Tangent.
What an intro.
What an intro. Silent intro. And hello to you, Dunk Craig. How are you?
And I'm good, thanks, Ted. How are you travelling?
I'm travelling quite well, thank you.
Still in your barber's chair. Have a look at this guy. What did you say? You're a bit gassy.
No, let's just let that one go. I was glad that you saved it, but you caught everything.
The chair's gassy and you're up on your chair.
It's the gas chair. It's a gas lift chair.
Excellent.
And it's a particularly overcast day as we look out the window.
In little old Adelaide, where we record our podcast from. A couple of guys that normally write ads for a living try and keep it to 30-odd seconds. But this time, Ted, just as a refresher.
Oh, hang on. What 45 seconds when you're being adventurous.
Crazy talk.
How can you forget the 45-second option?
My friend, you push the boundaries when it comes to our advertising. But for people that don't know what we're doing, in 4 seconds, what's Once Upon a Tangent about? Go.
Storytelling. Oh, God.
Two in one.
Done. You've put me under pressure. Don't put a clock on it.
Ironically, it's about being concise.
Storytelling and critiquing, which is it's funny, but it's accurate. When you do the writing job for advertising, you get both, don't you?
Yeah.
Just almost as soon as you push send on your masterpiece, you get one back going, look, the client's going to have an issue with a couple of these points. I'm like, yeah, get out of my office. I don't even have an office.
Electronic red pen. It's here we go. Yeah, oh, cool. We've done
Track
something
changes.
Creative. Track changes.
I like to click ignore all.
Now, this week is my turn, Dun Craig. And again, if you're new to this, we surprise each other. Ted has no idea what I've got in front of me story-wise. It's a children's story that I have created
that's
in the last 4 hours.
It's fresh. This is fresh off the press.
And FAD, fresh as a daisy.
That's the one thing that we do know for sure. It is definitely a children's story. That's all I'm aware, because we try to aim it at the kids.
Yep, it could be a legit children's story, we believe. We do that. And that's what it's based around. But the other person basically acts as the client.
in a constructive way where the client may not be. But look, I am we've discussed this in previous episodes. I do feel comfortable listening to stories, and if I fall asleep, it's a sign of a good story.
I haven't put you to sleep yet, so I have not come out with a cracking story.
You have yet to crack
yet.
Out.
I'm more about compelling, Ted.
Okay.
You can't fall asleep compelled.
No. Okay. Well, I look forward to your story, and have you chosen to title the story now, or are you going to wait to the end?
No, we do the working title at the end.
Sorry.
And I did promise you something that you would not expect.
Did I? Did you?
Put it this way, you'll pick it in 4 lines.
Okay.
Now you know what's going to happen.
Oh, I'm ready. Here we go.
Here we go. Once upon a time.
Oh, you love the classic opener.
Yeah.
Do you ever change the classic opener?
Nah. And it's actually, with the way I've structured it, it doesn't work. But that's on its own. Once upon a time. There was a snake all alone. He lived in the woods. He liked it that way. It was his own neighborhood.
Oh, no. Are you going to rhyme?
I'm rhyming.
Dunk Craig's first rhyme.
Yes.
That's what the book's going to be called. That's it.
15 episodes in.
Dunk Craig's first rhyme done. That's the name of the... Yes. Can I have it again now? Because now that I'm expecting it, I would like to hear it.
There was a snake all alone. He lived in the woods. He liked it that way. It was his own neighborhood.
Oh, yes. You know what? I want to ask you quickly, just from a craft point of view.
Yeah.
Once you wrote that first sentence, did you go... All right, it's a rhyme then. Like the story's
going to
be a rhyme.
No, I wanted to rhyme.
Oh, you legitimately
said
that.
I wanted to blow your mind.
Okay. For me, it just sort of pops out by accident, and I have to go, oh, well, I guess we're rhyming today. But okay, great. Snake all the way in the woods.
He slithered around, not a care in his head. Wherever he slept.
Shed.
That was.
Sorry.
I didn't know.
I'm involved.
Here's a title, Steal My Rhymes.
You know that it's in my blood, it's in my
and
DNA.
This is the first time you've heard me rhyme, so your reaction is interesting. Oh, no, I'm going to put in the rhyme.
Well, this is what you want the kids to do, don't you?
That wouldn't be too bad.
You want the kid to say, participate with me, it's interactive.
That's okay.
Okay, sorry.
He slithered around, not a care in his head. Wherever he slept, well, that was his bed.
Oh.
Wherever he ventured and roamed on his own, he saw no one else. Atop trees, under leaves, or under a stone.
Well, would we say that rhymed?
Own and stone. The last sentence
was
quite long.
So many. Okay, that was a long sentence.
Wherever he ventured and roamed on his own.
That's better.
He saw no one else. Atop trees, under leaves, or under a stone.
See, that's
the rhythm.
That's why I was waiting for it. And I was like, okay.
Don't keep waiting. There's definitely more rhythm losses along the way.
Take it from a guy who's written 6 rhyming books. Sometimes one extra syllable.
And now I'm going to learn. I'm probably going to learn here. I'm open to that.
Mm.
He loved all the freedom because he did what he liked. Oh!
What? No.
I've just realised this is a one rhyme I could not complete.
Oh, did you leave one
hanging?
Yeah,
I left it and I was meant to go back to it.
How did it... Did you even finish the sentence?
He loved all the freedom because he did what he liked. Like yelling out silly stuff and something rhymed with light. I couldn't rhyme with light. I couldn't even get a bike in there that doesn't have a D on the end. He loved all the freedom because he did what he liked. Like yelling out silly stuff and
at people who hiked past his neighbourhood.
This is your right.
Ted Brown contributing.
It's not even a rhythm issue, it's an added line.
Can I get a Ted Brown contributing author credit on this?
Wow, you might not want one by the end of this at this rate. So I can't believe it. I've just looked at that and I saw the line coming up going, got is and. I didn't even, because I couldn't rhyme liked.
Well, don't worry. You're with Dr. Rhyme himself.
D rhymes over there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is a rocky start.
Right.
But then came a day when Solomon stopped dead.
Huh.
Because there in the distance was a funny shaped head, Solomon being the snake.
Feels like there's like a message in that one. I don't know where to read that in, but that's okay. Carry on. Yeah.
'Twas not like his head, which was smooth and slender. This funny old head was one Solomon will remember.
Have you considered adding characterizations to the word Solomon, like with the snake hiss? We've talked about snake hissing in dialogue.
I'm a bit against the stereotypical snakes hissing. Like, who's...
the child. How old is the child in the book?
Children that this will be read to, probably 6 or 7.
Like, they might need that little...
The hiss.
Little gimmicky sort of...
Yeah, but what about one day if that child ends up talking to a snake who's mastered the English language and that snake's like, how are you? You doing all right?
Yeah.
Say an S word. Snake. Like, wow, there's no... You don't speak like... I'm a snake. It's like dogs. We've all got to talk like Scooby.
Oh, yeah.
Why do dogs have to talk like that in anything that we do?
I don't know. That's a question to ask the animators.
What's the most refined dog when you look at one? Ted, what would be the most refined? Yeah, if you looked at a dog and went, that dog looks refined.
Oh, that's a good question. They all look a bit dopey. Even the most refined dog looks a little bit
okay,
dopey.
Okay, go the other end. What about sort of a knockabout sort of... say a Rottweiler, like a guard dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's running along the fence. You think he's going to be scaring you away like that? A Rottweiler would go along that fence looking at you going,
hey, mate.
Yeah, you want to come over here, do you?
Yeah, I've got to...
Shiv you good. Yeah, yeah. I thought with the snake, with Solomon,
it's an
S word, but he doesn't have to talk like that.
That is a slam dunk. It was right there for the taking and you ignored it, which is good.
Yeah, man. I'm all about bucking the system. It was round like a coconut, but bigger in size. Two fair-sized ears and two fair-sized eyes.
You got a lot of size in that one. That was a triple size sentence.
Yeah, because it's sets a scene. Okay, sets a scene.
Oh, there he is. He's caught up.
Yeah. Now Solomon the snake was taken aback. Right up until now, confidence and bravery he did not lack.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
You know I have to. What did you say? You said bravery.
Isn't it because braveness isn't a word, is it? It's bravery.
Is it?
I believe that.
Wow, if that is
and
true.
And I don't want us to... I know you've got your phone, but I don't want you to jump on it now. I think I've done the right thing there.
So,
because braveness, I don't think is a word. It's bravery, isn't it? I think it is. People are now checking their phones.
But I actually thought the word is a very complex one for a six-year-old, because I didn't even know it.
I'm here to learn kids, man. Or kid, learn this.
I'm going
to
learn my kids.
Yeah, it's about vocab. You know I'm about vocab. You just weren't ready for
this. I was not ready. My brain is going 30 miles an hour.
Because you're not used to me rhyming and it's blowing your mind. But as he slithered closer, it took him so long. He had a weird feeling. He was scared, poor Solomon.
Oh.
Because he's going towards the head.
Oh, Dan Craig.
Which he's not used to. What?
Dan Craig, that rhyme.
You're kidding. But as he slithered closer, it took him so long. He had a weird feeling. He was scared. Solomon.
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 What are you rhyming Solomon with?
Long.
Well, I don't feel so bad about any of my failed rhymes.
Best of where yours come up and you're like, wow, Long and Solomon was a good get.
That was a stretch because you have to hang the G on one word and hang the on the other one for it to actually work. And it was a little bit, Or, WD-40 on that one would just help it get a bit smoother.
Or is it uncomfortable losing the rhyming crown that has fallen upon my head?
We should do a, what's it called, like a rhyme battle?
Oh, gee. Oh. I don't reckon anyone needs
rap
that.
Rap battle, but it's with nursery rhymes.
So it would still be like a rap.
Yeah.
But just a little bit softer.
But a little snake.
But as he slithered closer, it took him so long, he had a weird feeling. He was scared, Solomon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
see?
If you did it with attitude, that would work.
It still rhymes.
So you could do-
Damn it. This snake had not shared, not a thing, not a thing. But now something was near. It had this snake quivering.
Quivering. You turned around and made complete 100% eye contact to make sure that I heard quivering.
Thing and quivering.
Like, and I dare you to question my rhyme.
Pretty much every second, is it stanza? If I'm a semi-fail in the previous one with a rhyme, I really ram it home with a thing and a quivering type
yeah,
rhyme.
Just
where
to
you're
give
like,
it like,
yeah, that's right, he's rhyming.
You
Remember
can't
that?
Miss that. It's a bullseye again. Like just when you thought he was off, nah, he's back on.
But that was
pretty,
a rhyme.
That was pretty.
That was a rhyme.
Rock solid, that one.
Standing up. This is why poets do it. The unknown head shared Solomon's massive home. The woods were now halved, and he was definitely not alone. Mm-hmm. Hope that's okay with you, Ted.
That's okay, Dan Craig. Carry on.
Now the snake speaks.
Oh, yes. All right.
Breaking the mold.
I now look forward to hear the character that you've chosen.
Me share my woods, said Solomon with disdain.
Me share? What's that mean?
Me share my woods. He's
me
halfway
share?
Through. Yeah. Listen. Me share my woods, said Solomon with disdain.
That sentence makes me laugh. Do it again.
I haven't finished it.
What's me share?
Me share.
Oh, he's asking a question.
Yeah.
Like, me, share my woods. Oh, is that the same?
No, he's
like,
halfway
me share.
Through. No,
I thought you were saying something French.
No, let it listen.
I thought it was spelled with an AUX on it. Michelle. Michelle. Sorry, it sounded French.
I bet
French.
You're getting cheap laughs at the moment.
It
and
sounded
I
French.
Do not like
I'm sorry,
cheap laughs.
Because when you said, now the snake speaks, I'm like, ah, oh, here we go.
Me, share my woods.
Me, share my woods. Okay, right.
Oh, but you say, me, share my woods. That's the same emphasis. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, they ran together. The words ran together.
Because
close.
I've said he was definitely not alone. So,
okay.
Me share my woods, said Solomon with disdain. I'd rather eat rat poo in the cold in the rain.
Whoa.
Yes. I told you to not. It was mid-sentence. That's why I said just let him say it.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Yeah.
But now I was just initially processing.
So if you
listen
to that whole thing, and sorry to flick pages, but this is the way poets work. I know you're probably not familiar with that.
There's a section there that you really crossed out. What is that?
What have I done?
I'd like to come back and see what you wrote that you crossed out. The censored file.
Oh, you'll figure that out when I stumble even more than
this
I am.
This system
now.
You've got, by the way, is really great. You can't
it's handwritten,
find the
it's fantastic. Me share my woods, said Solomon with disdain. I'd rather eat rat poo in the cold in the rain.
Yeah.
See what's happening there?
Yeah, he's selfish. So, yeah, okay. Great.
His slither got faster as the anger built up.
Whoa.
To the head he did move to, with almost a slithery strut. Because you just saw the movements, old strutting, a strutting snake that doesn't have
I
legs.
I am either, like, drunk or concussed, but I did not hear the rhyme in that one.
Up and strut. I disagree with people saying it has to end in the same letter.
Well, that's what... Well, I'm glad you say that.
It's the sound.
Because I have done that, and then you have said to me, no, it doesn't sound the same. I go, it doesn't have to have the same letters. This
yeah, but
make
were
no
you trying
to me.
Rhyme something like cloud and brick?
No, not that contrast even.
Or the reckon ing.
Ing, no. I don't think the letters have to be the same, but up and
so you would agree that this rhymes then? His slither got faster as the anger built up to the head he did move to. With almost a slithery strut.
Okay. It is there.
That's Rhyme Town and I'm the mayor, my friend.
You strutted out of that one.
I know.
I think it took me a while to surprise because you were really like proud of it. I didn't know if it was you or the snake strutting. I think it was a bit of both. You're living through the
I don't do a good strut, but Solomon had me there.
Yeah.
The view was now clearer of this oddly shaped head and the body it belonged to. He looked at with dread.
Ooh.
I've scribbled out the
yeah,
whole next
stanza.
Yeah,
and that's what I want to ask you about. You've got this whole...
That's going to be in the outtakes at the end. I'll read you the stanza that
just
didn't
to
work.
Describe it to the listener, he's written about six lines, it looks like, and then gone haywire with the blue biro.
And really...
Everything is just torn up. Well, you don't even want to...
It's like I got electrocuted with a pen in my hand.
How bad was that sentence that you got six lines into it and went, nah, you know what? I'm crossing it all
I'm
out.
I'm struggling to read...
You went six lines, though, before you realized this is not going to work. It's not like a
It was something like, it towered over him, Solomon froze with pure fear.
Oh, yeah.
Something now dawned on poor Solomon. This was his home. That was clear. I scribbled all that out.
That's nice. Like, I don't know why you cut out the clearest rhyme you've
had so
far. Probably
scribbled that out.
That's the best rhyme you've had, and you've crossed it out.
Oh, that's... Maybe won't leave it to the outtakes. Well, if you've heard it, it's not in the outtakes.
Okay, so that's what happens. Okay.
His instinct took over. It took but a blink. Solomon hissed out loudly, tss, now no time to think.
He does hiss. He does have a lispy
hiss.
Yeah,
but he doesn't talk with it.
Okay.
Well, it's just a...
he uses it for his...
It's just a hissy hiss.
It's a functional hiss.
It was his woods, his home, that was being invaded. That hiss ought to do to keep Big Head at bay, yeah?
Whoa. Now, I'm envisaging a cart and the wheels have just all fallen off on all four sides.
I'll be honest.
Because you fell off the rhyme train.
Rhyming with invaded was really hard.
The rhyme train regrets to inform its passengers that we have run out of steam and we will no longer get to our destination.
We've blown up all the other stations. This train is not working.
You know those movies where people have to get off a broken train and walk through a paddock?
Yep.
That's what we're doing right now. Can you please do it again for
me? Respect what I've done there,
though. And do it as much conviction as you can, as you intended.
It was his woods, his home, that was being invaded. Mm. That hiss ought to do to keep Big Head at bay, yeah?
Oh, my God. it's so.
It was always going to be a talking point.
Yeah. Look, at least it's in there now. It's in the public domain.
I scribbled out a whole stanza of rhyming.
The good rhyme you crossed out. Yet that one made the cut. Your quality assurance team needs to have...
This is why people listen. But instead, oh no, this wasn't the plan. The big head looked down and raised its big hand. Solomon froze. He couldn't slither away. What could he do if not?
Oh boy. Are you trying to read your writing? Is there an issue with the writing?
I'm going to say there's some genuine repetition. I possibly fell asleep with a pen in my hand. Solomon froze. He couldn't slither away. What could he do if not slither away?
Oh, you are fired.
Laziest thing I have ever done in my life.
So,
I have slippers and I love Velcro. That's the laziest thing I've done in my life.
Are you still the old mayor of Rhymetown there, are you, Duncraig? Still the mayor of...
But remember my rule, bounce back with a really good rhyme.
Well, I guess your theorem for rhyming poetry is every second one should count. Doesn't matter if the other one doesn't, but every second one you must nail. I'd love to hear it.
I don't know what happened there.
Ram it home, Duncraig. Bring home the...
He closed his small eyes, not knowing what's next. This new situation had him perplexed.
Oh, okay, there's
yes!
That's 3 points from downtown and in it goes. Wow. Nothing but net. But
after falling out of court and landing on the basketball and tripping over it, trying to hand it back.
What do you call your great basketball move?
The lame-up.
Yeah. I wanted you to say it.
Yeah, you're right. It was a genuine
lame-up.
Lame I don't dunk. I lame-up.
Look, you can have the points, but let's not forget what you did before the points.
Oh, the dirtiness. I don't know what happened there, but I bounced back. Again, it was fear, as he'd never been here before. What was to come? What this big...
You've struggled again. Oh, I can't believe it.
You know what happens when you write on the same day as you do a podcast?
What happens? No time
this,
to...
This happens.
Yeah.
Again, it was fear, as he'd never been here before. What was to come? What did this big head have in store? That's not so bad.
If you do say so yourself.
Now this next part is nice. Can you guess how it ends? It's actually the start of a story about friends. Two in a row, that's broken my...
Yeah, you are actually picking up some steam here.
The big head's hand remained above the snake, outstretched as if waiting for Solomon's handshake. But snakes don't have hands, so Solomon said, I can't shake your hand, but we can still be friends.
Okay.
Because friends and said now rhyme, apparently.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to call me on that.
Yeah.
From that day on, we're near the end.
Yeah.
From that day on, the woods they did share. The big head and Solomon were friends with no care. So from fears came a person, this snake now calls friend. Big head and Solomon mate. The end.
But
you spoke over the...
I'm sorry. The end.
Oh, but that's okay. You repeated what the actual ending was.
All I said was to the end. And I think that would have been a nicer sentence. I'll let you deliver it again. Sorry. Take that lame up.
So from fears came a person. This snake now calls friend. Big Head and Solomon, mates. The end. Because it's not to the end. No, because there might be a part two.
To the
end of
their lives.
Their lives.
Yeah.
No, but that's not what you...
Death.
Yeah,
end on death.
Exactly. Explain that to a child. Mates, well, to the end. My 3-year-old, the first thing she would say is, what's the end?
No, the first thing she would say is, what's brevity? She'll go back and go, let's discuss that for 12 minutes.
Well played. That's
and why do some words not rhyme? Hey, do you know how to speed up production process in The Simpsons they use Korean animators? Did you employ any Korean editors on your...
I obviously didn't pay anyone to work on that.
They just hurry through. Yeah, looks good.
That was raw me. Man, if you're going to shoot me down for speaking from the heart...
No.
Look, there were two things in there. I have absolutely no idea what happened. The blank line and the away rhyming with away. But you can't say that away doesn't rhyme with away. You can't...
You can't argue that that's the case, but...
It's not a different word, but it rhymes.
Is it a rhyme? Well, that has left me with many questions. How do you feel about how you did?
You've turned it on me. How do you feel?
And I only realised that after I reviewed a few past episodes. I'm like, he loves that line to close with, so I shall deliver it to you.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah. I think we have one thing in common.
Hey, don't put my fingerprints on this. What have you done?
No, we have something in common at the end of a rhyme.
Yes.
We both hear our own rhymes out loud and then are a bit apprehensive about, it sounded better in my head. Even at the big long table that I was working at, I was talking out loud going, that's rhyming, man. That's good. Use bravity.
Yeah. Well,
And people that have checked that now know that's bravity, not braveness.
That would be my thing today, that is you learn something new every day, which I haven't learned anything new until, and it's like in the afternoon, late in the afternoon here, I have just learned something, if you are actually accurate, and I believe you are, 100%.
The bravity?
Yeah.
That's what you're taking out of the whole story.
Oh, yeah, I'm running with bravity. I learned something new.
Oh, that's... extremely disappointing.
That and also that some rhymes, are better left in the head of the author before they hit the page. Duncraig, don't be upset. This is just pent up hurt from several rhyme bashings that I received in all of my books.
All right, well, we have 47 seconds,
okay.
Just because that's easier to do from the clock that I'm looking at,
okay.
To think of a name.
All right. How about...
Solo Monologue? But he doesn't even do it.
Not bad. That's a pretty
nice.
That was pretty solid.
And I haven't even thought of it.
That is going to be hard to top.
Mm.
Michel? Something with Michel? Because it sounds like a French name. Michel.
It wasn't French.
You know how they go, what's the opposite of a plenty? Like, because I wanted to, the opposite of rhymes a plenty. Was that a low blow?
Ouch.
Sorry,
and with 5 seconds left, I don't know what we're going to come up
with. What are you going to call it?
I work with a snake. Ted, how's that going to work out?
Ouch. And his name's Solomon, is it? Oh, ouch.
No. There's got to be a title. We have to come up with the title. We missed our deadline, so this is costing us.
Did you have any ideas?
No, not at all.
So you went absolutely natural.
Yep, didn't have a title idea.
What rhymes with snake?
Well, fear, snake, slither, scales, weighing up friendship, weight, heavy friend, fat friends, big hand, big head, slither, big snake, head. Solomon, slither.
I'm just hissing to embody the snake. Something beginning with S. For goodness snake. No.
Goodness snake.
Friends. No.
One word. Friends.
And just if you say it like that, friends.
Snake. Oh, come on. With snake, surely there's got to be something.
Yeah.
Is there anything in hand snake, like handshake for friendship?
I was thinking something along that line, but hand snake, is there any other connotation with hand snake? That may cause us a few
could
issues.
Could be.
Someone was going to be like, yes, I've been waiting for one of these episodes. Download. Oh, it's about an actual snake.
Freak shows, this is about a snake.
What about something like snakes and, not ladders, but
snakes and big heads. Friendship on a different scale. Woods, getting out of the woods.
Snake trail. Trials of the snake. Trials and tribulations of the snake.
Trials and snakeulations.
Snakeulations.
These are just going to have to be like chopped where we're going to be like, boonk.
The
boonk,
answer is this. When the episode ends, it will be the title of the book that you are now downloading, which you already know the title of, by the way. It's only taken us 15 minutes to figure out is...
Oh, we are rubbish.
Just call it snake. Go back to basics, but spell snake weirdly. S-N-A-Y-K.
What about freak people out? S is for friendship.
Let's do it. That's the best thing you're going to do. I think that's the best we're going to do.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Auscast Network.